Well, the City Hall is a very dramatic building.
Yes, it's a rather strange coincidence. When I was office boy for this Mr. Austin in the first place, I put all the titles on the drawings for the first City Hall.
Oh.
And so that was a repetition. And I think I told you I did the airport building.
Yes. Well, Mr. Austin's name is with that also. How did you both work on the airport?
Well, I got the job. It was one of those things, and he had been kind enough to me to I earned funds with which I went to school.
Yes.
From him, and it was one of those things that seemed to be the most political. But the drawings were all done in my our office, and he had nothing to do with the design of it. Yeah. He was busy. He didn't. This didn't happen to work on it. Yeah. You say the name is a name out there?
I haven't been out there, but in a book that I saw that listed. Various language structures. Your name is first, and then his name is underneath.
Mm-hmm.
I've been meaning to go to the airport and look at the plaques on the wall. And
well, it's a segment of a circle. A plan is a segment of a circle. And it was arranged so that it could be extended, and it would have made a very nice airport, I think. The luggage would have been taken in off of the field and back and go underneath through the basement and come up out in the front where mm-hmm. a person would get a cab or some of the conveyance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, recently I saw the new waiting room that they have now and the new...
I don't know anything about that. I saw some sketches in the paper, but I don't know anything about it.
Well, it's very comfortable compared to that trailer that you had to sit in for quite a while.
Well, I don't know anything about a trailer.
Well, it was more of a bungalow kind in
no.
the last few years that you just sat in waiting to get onto the field. They've been doing that in the last couple of years.
Well, they may have,
yeah.
But I haven't traveled on that since then. It was all that structural concrete, the building that I did.
Yeah. Now, this is a very temporary, recent thing that was out there.
Uh-huh.
And now there is a new, waiting room.
Uh-huh.
Which just opened this year, I think, sometime.
I saw a picture, sketch in the paper.
Yeah. Well, that Civic Center, at one time, I read in newspaper clippings and all, there was a move by some people in the community, and I don't know who wanted to move the Civic Center out more toward the center of town, and they wanted to move it out toward Bixby Knoll.
Yeah, Willow, yes, they wanted to be at Willow. Willow and Atlantic, not where you mentioned them.
Not Wardlow area?
No, not that far.
Uh-huh. Do you have any idea why anyone would want to do that?
Well, they thought it would be more centrally located. That would be the only reason.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And Long Beach is usually grown slowly and thought slowly, and all of these buildings that are going up now are a spurt that was never anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
So that of course attracted the City Hall down this way.
About the university club, how long did it last in Long Beach?
Oh, I think it was about 4 years until it got the seizures of the grandeur. Some people, as I told you, they began to bring in families, their wives began to come in and as visitors to the club, and they brought their children to swim in the pool that was there. That's when it was moved down by, on their bluff. It was started on the top of the hotel. But that was about, I think it was about the fourth president after my term.
Where did they move it to down the bluff?
There were two houses there, quite adjacent. And they became under the same ownership.
Wow. And it just stayed there for a short time before it folded?
About a year, I think.
I would think there would be a need for an organization like
that. Well, we've got a much better one now. We've got the International City Club. Do you know of that?
Yes, I've been there to several parties and several
occasions. Yes. Well, I did the architecture for the interior of that and was one of the founding members.
That's lovely. And so this membership is limited to what?
I don't understand.
Well, who would be members of the International City Club?
Those who are invited and pay a certain amount of money, 300, I don't know what it is now. I better not mention what the fee is now. I happen to be I went through the process of, I no longer pay dues there, or
An inactive member?
Pardon?
An inactive member?
No, not an inactive. I'm active enough, but...
Would you be an honorary member?
Honorary member, that's it.
Yeah. One of the founders.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a lovely club.
We've always liked it, yes. And we fortunately have good food there, I think. There's a very good chef.
Yes, I've been to several dinners there. Wedding reception and several private parties. And
yes.
And they are very nice.
He does a very good job.
Well, on the original University Club, when it was reactivated, when you were first president...
That was the starting of it. It started from scratch. Mr. Bixby, I remember, nominated me for president.
Fred Bixby?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It was he.
Uh-huh. And he was on the board of directors?
Yes.
He must have been an interesting man.
He was very fine. You should have heard him when the Navy took over the location of the hospital out there right on top of the hill and the university going on there. That was his best part of his land.
What did he say?
He surely, you could have heard him a long ways away, I'll tell you.
So with the hospital then, did the government just take the land? Condemn the land?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, he didn't generously say, I will sell you this land?
Oh, no. Not to my knowledge.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I didn't enter into that.
Mm-hmm.
I did work on that hospital, though.
Oh, did you?
It was during the war, and as you mentioned, normal construction was rather difficult, and I was known as an expediter. It would be telegraphing to the east and calling... telephoning to the east on expediting the material, getting it there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this present structure that is there on 7th Street was built at that time?
It was after the war started, yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, had the Navy hospital been down closer to the Navy base, or had there been one there?
I don't think there had been any that I know of.
So now it's a veterans hospital, and the Navy hospital is out on Carson.
Yes, that's right.
So we have a lot of government-owned land in our city.
Yes, that's right. There is, in fact, there's a tremendous amount in the state or in the country as far as that's concerned. I don't know whether you've heard that or not, but I don't know. It even approaches a third, I would think, as I recall, a third of the land of the country. Belongs to the government.
Mm. Well, I used to live in Berkeley, and I know that the state owned a good part of Berkeley with the university alone.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, they would.
Well, by the time of World War II, did Fred Bixby still have a going ranch operation?
Was he had south of 7th Street. It was beautiful black land, looked like peat land. And now they've sold that, and there are houses built in there. But that was beautiful land.
Well, he's also had a lot of oil-bearing land.
Oh, yes. That's beautiful, too. In a different way.
Well, hospitals, you were one of the architects on Long Beach Memorial Hospital?
Yes. Mm-hmm. There were three of us on that. And we've done a lot of work on the other hospital out on the east side.
Community.
We didn't do the final building, though. They had somebody from San Francisco. The manager had a friend up there, and he had him do it. There was politics in all of this.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a politician, but it helps.
Well, they always seem to be adding to that hospital. There always seems to be some construction going on.
I don't think there's much room left now. They built a garage there. It's pretty well filled up.
Well, Memorial Hospital, I know sometimes I have gone in there and had difficulty finding a parking place. It is so busy there.
Well, that reminds me, I did the building just south of the hospital for children. It was a children's, I've forgotten what it was called.
Oh, I know the building you mean, just south of the...
It's adjoining it, right on the south.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The children's hospital?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned certain things, well, it brings them to mind, of course.
Well, then maybe I better mention certain things. One thing you did mention last time was that you worked on the restoration of Rancho Los Cerritos.
Yes.
Do you remember what some of the problems were involved with that or anything about that?
Well, just mainly was strengthening it parts that tended to deteriorate, like we replaced them. It was just a rejuvenation.
And something like that, do you attempt to keep it in the same same style that it was originally?
Yes, yes.
With a compromise of making it comfortable and livable for modern taste?
Yes. By all means.
Were you involved at all on Rancho Los Alamitos? I don't know that they've done much of anything up on Alamitos Rancho.
I don't know that place where that is.
Up on Bixby Hill, Rancho Los Alamitos, where Fred Bixby lived.
Oh, no, nothing. No, nothing there. I know where that is down here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I may look at some notes I made. Tell me about the Edison Building. That was a major project.
Yes, it was an interesting project, yes. It's always nice to do a high-rise building. And it was done as the United California Bank Building. It was an interesting building because it was a concrete structure. And was only 4 stories tall. And when the bank bought it, they needed more room, so we tore down half of it. It was 150 feet square.
Mm-hmm.
Tore down half of it and made the garage on the east side of that. It was a steel frame. And we put 2 more stories on top, made of steel. Accomplishing that by taking off the terracotta, which was so very heavy, it's about 4.5 inches thick. It's like brick is made. And all that was taken off. and it was just the fireproof steel on the top two stories.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it really made a good investment for them.
That originally was the Wise Building?
Well, they were one of the occupants, yes.
And wasn't there talk in the early 50s of having the library move into that building?
Yes, I was working on that.
Mm-hmm. So there were plans made for moving the library?
Not complete plans, they were just preliminary studies.
Uh-huh. And you recommended that? Or, well,
I didn't
recommend it. You recommended it. You were studying it.
Yes, I was studying it. And the Wise Building wasn't a very beautiful building. It was rather run down. It became run down now. Run down. With the terracotta, it became soiled and knocked off and chipped off. And it was a strange thing that went on there. There were two ownerships in there. Some Montgomery Ward finally came in and took part of it, the east half.
Oh.
And they had a stairway running, a moving stairway, running from one of the stores up to the other one.
Mm.
And that had to be torn out at the time. So that held up the delay there for a long time.
Mm. Well, I had seen a brochure on the Wise department store when it first opened, you know, and it was saying it was going to be in the late 20s, I guess.
Yes.
That it was going to be this marvelously modern department store.
Oh, yes. In fact, I was scheduled to be the superintendent on that for Mr. Austin when I got through college. I always felt kind of bad about that because I wanted to work for this architect in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I had the wrong prize.
Mr. Kennedy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the you did the Van Camp's
Yes.
food company.
Yes.
That was on Pier A.
Mm-hmm.
So in doing that, I guess you had to make, or the Van Camps had to make arrangements with the Harbor Commission?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They covered quite a bit of ground there, all right.
Yeah. Gave a lot of employment to Long Beach. I
yes, it did. Surely.
I assume it's still there.
I think it is, yes.
I get a little lost when I try to get down there by that area. I don't know where anything is.
I do, too. And looking from here, I can't recognize all the things that have been added on the end of the pier out there.
Yeah.
The pier has grown in length out into the ocean.
Uh-huh. You remember when the breakwater was put in? Or?
Well, it was started when way back when I was 12 years old, I remember. We came to San Pedro to look at it.
Huh?
And it was started back there and only went a ways in the San Pedro. When the rest of this was done, I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, I've heard all these marvelous stories about how great a beach this was before the breakwater.
It would have been, it was nice. It was beautiful breakers. And of course, it stopped the effect of the breakers, all right? They moved on down to the beaches east of here, or south, really.
Down toward Huntington Beach.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tin Can Beach, I think they call it.
Yeah, not quite down to Tin Can Beach, but we can see Tin Can Beach at night here.
Oh.
The lights, they have put lights up there about every about every 50 feet, and a person could stand on a porch there, a balcony, and count down there and see. You can see it down almost to, what's the next beach past that?
Well, Bolsa Chica, Huntington Beach, Newport. Seal Beach, I guess, is the first one.
Yeah, that was it. That's up this way. That's adjoining Long Beach.
Oh, Sunset Beach, and
it's further than that. It's the one that's grown so fast that has all the big buildings on it.
Huntington Harbor?
Newport and Balboa.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, one of the little clippings that was in the scrapbook was talking about park estates and a garden home. And it was a new exhibit home for 1952, which you designed.
Yeah, there were several of them were done at that then. They did one when they sold one, they'd start another.
I always think of park estates as being so full of different individual style homes that I never think of it as a development, as a tract development at all. But you obviously had a garden house then, was a model house almost.
Well, it's thought to be a model house, yes.
Well, I mean, but not a model. I mean, if I were to see that garden house and say, I would like one just like this on that lot over there, would that be done, or?
No, an architect of any repute wouldn't do that. He wouldn't repeat it.
Yeah. Well, it said in this ad, in this article, that the event marks the formal opening for reservations and sale of the third edition of 71 home sites, priced from $3,750 up.
Mm.
Good old days.
Yes.
Well, Mr. Whaley developed an awful lot of Long Beach, East Long Beach, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He did a lot west of what had been there. I don't know whether you knew the Red Car Line here or not. That was the old division point here. And they used to run five-car trains to Los Angeles. And he bought the land lying to the west of that. That was his start. He built a lot of little houses there. And then he grew in size, the houses that he went on through. Of course, he had nothing to do with Bixby Knoll, but he did Park Estates. He developed that. That was purchased from the Bixby family, as we discussed.
Well, he did commercial developments, too. The Los Altos Shopping Center?
No, he didn't build that.
Oh.
That was a developer from Los Angeles.
Where the Broadway is,
mm-hmm.
And all of that.
He may have owned that land. The Bixleys may have owned that land out there. I'm not aware.
Probably.
They probably did. There's a story that in the very early days that the determination of the amount of property that belonged to the Bixleys was all of the area that a horseman could start out here at the water line and ride around in one day. I don't know how true that is.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the other things that I didn't mention, you certainly designed a number of churches here, and I think we talked about this last week.
Oh, yes.
But you were you're a member of the Church Architectural Guild.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How does one become a member of that organization?
Oh, by application, mainly.
Mm-hmm.
Having done some, and you submit some photographs of your work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that headquarters was in Chicago.
Well, you did Methodist churches, you did Presbyterian churches, Lutheran churches, Christian Science churches.
Now, two Christian Science and two Catholic.
Oh, which Catholic churches did you do?
One on the west side and one on the east side.
St.
Lucie's
and the one out here on Clark.
Oh, Our Lady of Refuge?
Not the one who has intersection. That's a newer church.
Yeah. Oh, yes, there are set. Yeah.
They didn't have a tower. There was no money to build a tower.
Mm.
But I didn't. I don't know, probably more Baptist churches than anything. And next would be Methodist I did North Long Beach Methodist.
Well, I saw that quite often you would do additions to
yes.
already, where they maybe have the sanctuary already, you would do an education building or...
It was really done in three steps. There was a church school building first on the north side, and then there was the recreation hall against the west side, and then the sanctuary was built on the south side.
Now, this is which church?
No, that's the Methodist Church, First Methodist.
First Methodist.
How's that?
California Heights Community Church down on Orange and...
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right. All but the sanctuary on that.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about downtown and how it looks now?
Well, I just wish that some of these larger buildings had taken root sooner. I can remember when the land down there for where the YMCA or YMCA building down there and one or two of the bank buildings could be bought for $4 a foot.
Mm-hmm.
But even that seemed too much. The value of the dollar changes. Oh, you have two additions to the county jail in Los Angeles.
Well, it's a new building.
A new building first.
Yes.
And then an addition to it with a courts building and more jails.
Did you do that all by yourself or with other...
No, with Luckman in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I did the city, Signal Hill City Hall, too. Not the jail, but the city hall. I'd forgotten that too.
Out in the valley, Fillmont.
Oh, it was a big, yes, there were acres there. There must have been about 25 acres, which were ruined by the earthquake, which happened, what was it?
1971 or 72?
71. It was that earthquake. And the cracks in the ground... I remember our engineer jumped down in there. He went down, it was over his head.
Oh, my word.
It was wide enough, it was that wide. Just the land opened up. But it just wrecked the structure, all right. Concrete is something that is rigid and doesn't play around very much.
That's where the Veterans Hospital out there was destroyed.
That was next door to it. I had nothing to do with that. Beckman did that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Actually, I saw studies of that land that they took afterwards, and there was actually a big lake. They hadn't taken drillings and studied the soil enough. There was actually a big lake underneath that whole structure there, that whole development, acres of it. It just doesn't seem possible. So you can see how it would shape.
Yes, yes. That's frightening.
Yes, it is. Well, most buildings today we would drill holes down and put... columns down in there.
Mm-hmm.
I remember particularly on the Edison building, we drilled down 30 feet and the United California Bank. I still call it the United California, but that's what it was done then. That had a basement so that it was down, the ground was evident enough from there.
Well, I think you mentioned earlier that when I first arrived that a lot of old buildings in Long Beach were torn down.
Yes, yes.